Today we're discussing the paper titled SAMYAMA, a Unified Graph Vector Database with In-Database Optimization, Agentic Enrichment, and Hardware Acceleration. A unified graph vector database matters because it brings together structured graph relations and dense vector retrieval to support richer retrieval, multimodal reasoning, and agentic workflows. In this episode, we'll unpack the paper's core ideas, its system architecture, evaluation approach, and what to watch for in deployment. Jamie will explain the technical contributions, and Mark will cover deployment and operational considerations.
I'll focus on the paper's main technical claims: the unified graph vector model, the approach to in-database optimization to reduce data movement, the notion of agentic enrichment for embedding agent context in queries, and the reported benefits of hardware acceleration for throughput. I'll stick to the author's descriptions of architecture and results and avoid speculating beyond the reported evaluations.
On my end, I'll examine practical use cases, scalability and cost trade-offs, and the operational checks you'll need to validate the published results in production. I'll highlight reproducibility steps, relevant benchmark comparisons, and compatibility considerations for integrating SAMYAMA into existing stacks.
Great. We'll keep the discussion concise and evidence-based. Next up, Jamie will take us through the technical breakdown and the paper's core methods.
The paper frames SAMYAMA as a unified graph vector database that co-locates structured graph relations and dense vector representations to support richer retrieval and multi-step reasoning. The authors argue this unification lets queries combine graph traversals and nearest neighbor search in a single system, rather than stitching results across systems. They present this as particularly relevant for multimodal and agentic workflows where both symbolic links and embeddings matter. A central technical point is in-database optimization. The system pushes computation into the storage layer to reduce data movement between components. The authors describe query planning and operator fusion that aim to execute graph traversals and vector operations close to the data. The claimed benefit is lower latency and lower cross-system I/O compared to architectures that shuttle data between separate graph and vector services. Agentic enrichment is another highlighted idea. The paper describes encoding agent context, such as tool states, actions, or intermediate reasoning traces, into the graph vector representation to make agent queries more contextual. This lets the retrieval step reflect both relational context and agent-specific embeddings, according to the author's description. They position this as improving downstream agent decision-making without external orchestration of agent state. On hardware acceleration, the authors discuss leveraging accelerators for vector-heavy operations and for parts of the in-database computation pipeline. They report gains in throughput and latency when these components run on accelerated hardware versus CPU-only setups, though specifics belong in the paper's evaluation. Overall, the system design tightly pairs software optimizations with hardware to scale dense retrieval workloads. From an architecture perspective, SAMYAMA is described as a unified store with layers for graph indexing, vector indexing, and a planner that can issue combined operations. This has implications for indexing. You need indexes that support both neighborhood traversal and efficient nearest neighbor search, and query planning that schedules those operators jointly. The evaluation approach in the paper focuses on throughput, latency, and application-level tasks, demonstrating combined retrieval and reasoning.
Thanks, Jamie. That clarifies the core ideas: unified storage, in-database compute to cut data movement, agentic enrichment to encode agent context, and leveraging accelerators for vector work. You've set up the technical claims and evaluation focus, so I'll hand things over to Mark to discuss what this means in practice. Mark, what should practitioners pay attention to when considering SAMYAMA?
Practically, the unified model fits use cases that need tight integration of relations and embeddings. For example, multi-hop QA, agent tool selection, and relationship-aware recommendation. The obvious trade-offs are that you either adapt your stack to this combined model or pay the cost of bridging separate systems. So pick pilot workloads where joint queries are essential to justify integration effort. Deployment considerations include data migration, co-locating compute with storage, and availability of accelerators, the paper assumes. Validate the paper's claims by reproducing the reported benchmarks on your own datasets and hardware, and compare against established graph and vector baselines. Also check compatibility with existing metadata, authentication, and backup tools before committing to a full migration.
When interpreting the reported results, look closely at evaluation methodology, the datasets, baselines, and metrics the authors used, and whether those align with your production distributions. The paper emphasizes throughput and latency improvements under certain setups, so check whether your workloads resemble those setups. The authors note hardware and workload dependency, which is important for external validity.
From an operational standpoint, expect tighter coupling between storage and compute to complicate scaling and upgrades, and plan for capacity and cost trade-offs of accelerators. Recommended follow-up checks are end-to-end reproducibility tests, benchmark comparisons with your current stack, and stress tests for failure modes like partial index corruption or degraded accelerator availability. Instrumentation for latency, throughput, and query plan tracing will be essential for debugging combined graph vector operations.
That's a useful set of practical checks. Pilot on workloads that need joint retrieval, reproduce benchmarks, and add strong monitoring and tracing for combined operators. With those validation steps in place, engineering teams can better assess whether the paper's advantages hold for their production needs. I'll now prepare to wrap up this segment and move towards actionable takeaways.
For practitioners, pilot Samyama when your workload actually needs joint graph and vector queries, like multi-hop QA, agentic tool selection, or relationship-aware recommendations. Start small with a focused dataset and clear success metrics. Mitigate risk by validating benchmarks and ensuring hardware matches the paper's assumptions.
Those are concrete criteria. Prioritize workloads where combined traversal and nearest neighbor search change outcomes. Also ensure teams can run reproducibility tests and compare against separate graph and vector baselines before committing.
Mark, a short integration checklist. Reproduce the paper's benchmarks on your data and hardware. Verify compatibility with metadata, authentication and backups, and assess accelerator availability and cost. Add tracing for query plans, latency, and operator-level metrics. Plan rollback paths to separate services if the unified approach fails to meet SLAs.
Jamie, from a research perspective, carefully inspect the paper's evaluation methodology. Dataset choices, baselines, and workload characteristics drive the reported gains. The authors emphasize hardware acceleration and workload mix as important dependencies for measured improvements.
Mark, operational risks to mitigate include tighter coupling of storage and compute, harder upgrades, and potential single points of failure with accelerator reliance. Test degraded and fallback modes and include capacity and cost modeling in your pilot. Monitor index health and plan for partial recovery procedures.
To wrap up, Samyama brings together graph relations, vector retrieval, in-database compute, and agentic context in a single system that merits targeted pilots when those interactions are essential. Read the paper, reproduce its key claims on your stack, and follow the operational checklist we discussed. To finish, a quick reminder, the podcast is available on Spotify. Search for ArcSiv LLM Daily. See you tomorrow for more AI news. Have a great day.